Simon Farr on the White, and we are up at Cowes Enterprise, and we're with...
with Alex. Alex Watts. Today we were testing our format for a show called Pop Goes the Culture. It is a stage show that is the nucleus of our development for a full-on convention. And today was testing sort of Mario Kart on an 8-foot screen, bringing up people.
That, I mean, it looked huge.
Yeah, we're bringing...
That's through, more than 8 foot, isn't it? It's,
8 meters, sorry.
Right, okay.
Sorry, metrics.
Metrics. No, I can get confused too.
So an 8 meter screen, we were just having a lot of fun with it. We brought up, in total, I think 20 people played for prizes. We had an Xbox One S donated to us by White Fiber as a sponsor. They came in and gave us an Xbox One S to give away. We had Super Nintendo Minis to give away. All of our traders, they gave us prizes to give away. So for everyone that came, I'd say at least one in every three people walked away with either a goodie bag or a prize.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And the numbers. I mean, it sounded big numbers.
So we released 275 tickets. That's what we thought was going to be an acceptable amount. We thought we'd just about fill that number up. And that went within, I think it was 14, 15 hours. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, and then the messages started coming in because we kept it very low-key on purpose. We didn't want to sort of over big it up. This is an alpha testing, proof of concept kind of thing for the four people who are helping run the show. We wanted to see if it worked. So we didn't want to be putting up posters across everywhere, but the word got out. So the 275 tickets went. And then messages. So
we pleading. I want to come, I want to come.
We knew the space we had, and we did have space for more. So we put another 50 tickets up, and they went in 9 minutes.
Wow.
And we gave them plenty
of time.
So how did
that feel when you were sort of watching the counter?
So what happened was I actually missed the 6 p.m. deadline. They were announced at 6 p.m. We gave people notice. 6 p.m. on the Friday, they're going up. And I checked my phone at 9 minutes past, and my
something gone wrong here. They've all saying
it was saying maximum sold out. So I was like, oh my god, did the 50 not go up on time? Are people just and I was like, no, they just gone.
Wow.
And the people who had been messaging us saying I need a ticket were finally like, thank you very much. So to see so many people come down and give us their time and give us the opportunity to get their attention after the shenanigans that was Island Con. And we kind of felt like it was the right moment in a January after Christmas just to give the community a bit of a shot in the arm.
It needs it, January, doesn't it?
So a free event with 8 meter screens playing Mario Kart. We did a few games earlier in the day. We did a Bird Box challenge.
Oh, really?
So we brought four kids up on stage, blindfolded them, and they had to play the first level of Super Mario Brothers blindfolded.
Wow.
And the audience were telling them what to do. So okay. It was very engaging.
Did they know that they were going to be asked to do that so they could practice in advance? Or?
No.
Okay. It's just pure muscle memory.
Yeah.
Being doing it a million times.
It was a case of just, A, making sure we select people roughly the same age. Otherwise, it's a thoroughly disadvantaged format. But it was just making sure that everyone got an opportunity. So we did a lottery draw for the Mario Kart. So that we had no control over, nothing at all.
Yeah.
But for some of the other games, we were just trying to make sure, you know, this corner of the room had someone come up, this corner of the room. So we were making sure that they were dotted around everywhere, and just everyone had a family member that got up on the stage at some point and could be cheered on.
Mm.
That was what we were doing.
So when they're playing, is the competition furious then?
it's fun to watch because... You know, they got the carrot in front of them that they're playing for an Xbox or a Super Nintendo Mini or some of these amazing prizes.
Just to win the game.
And their motivations are just... you get a different look in their eye.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, we all play Mario Kart. We all remember sitting in our living room in the 90s just playing these games. And then seeing these people on stage just in front of an 8-meter screen. They all had screens on the floor that they could see.
Okay.
Watching their faces just like, I'm playing for the big prize here.
Right.
It took me back a little bit, and it was nice for me to see. So, I mean, I'm 30 years old, so I grew up in the 90s where this kind of thing was just an alien concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was the kind of kid who used to take my Super Nintendo cartridges to school just because. I was like, look what I've got.
Mm.
And this format, this show, this safe space for people to come and dress up however they want, to be whoever they want, didn't exist for me. So to be the one who can be at the front of the stage and giving them that opportunity is lovely. So I see people my age with kids who were my age when I was unable to have that kind of experience and to see the parents live vicariously through their children. So we had a couple of young kids playing the Mario Kart, and you get, you know, the dad just like, Jabba!
jump, fire!
Win! Yeah. And, you know, everyone got an amazing goodie bag.
I wonder if they're the same dads. They're probably not the same dads at the touchline in football, are they?
I doubt a lot of these kids play football.
It's just a different version of, come on!
Yeah, it is. And to give them that opportunity is lovely. So, you know, as I said, I feel, the amount of people we covered on stage, everyone got to have a family member or a friend up on that stage. Mm. And, I mean, as of right now, there are people who are just still here, who just want to go. There's no prizes to win it anymore, but they just want to play it on the big screen and just have some fun.
I guess it looked like the screen was made up of separate little screens.
So,
and each of the screens looked like massive tellies to start with.
So they were given to us by Big Screen Media, one of our main organisers with me. He was with me on the stage for IslandCon, which the budget kept changing for it, the format kept changing for it, and we were just like, we want to go all out, just put it all out there on display. And we just couldn't do it. And the layout for the IslandCon was terrible. We were thoroughfare, so anything happening on the stage, we had crowds just going past us. It was just bad. Mm. Badly organized, badly laid out.
You've had a chance to reimagine the whole thing as you wanted.
So what today is a nucleus test of what was in there. So we want the stage to be a huge draw. People are coming for the show. So the dream is to have this whole thing filled with activities, zones, stuff going on all day. Builds to an evening show. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to come to the show, you can still come and see all these shops and experience all these zones. And the big show at the end of the evening is kind of like a bonus point. And those tickets will go quite quickly to our elite. So what we did at the end of this, and what will be happening in a lot of people's email inboxes right now, is what we're calling our elite program and our founders program. So this is only available to people who came today and got a ticket today for today. They will be invited to pay £30 up front, but it guarantees them 15% off anything, off the tickets, off our merchandise, off our food and drink stalls, off our tuck shop. They get to pick their own seats, they get early entry. And so we plan to do 4 events a year, you know, they're going to make their savings back straight away. But we're just trying to make a community driven effort that celebrates these weird and wonderful people, man. That
is. So why the old video games? Why did you pick those?
I think there's always
the core classic.
I think there's always that sense that it doesn't matter how many Ks you can add to your resolution, it doesn't matter how many, you know, people you can reach across the world, nothing in this world will ever be as engrossing as 4 people playing Mario Kart on a living room floor. Ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a level of there's the nudging, there's the
togetherness combined with extreme
and
competitiveness.
At that point, it doesn't matter what the resolution is, it doesn't matter what the detail is, how big the screen is. I mean, we did it just for a giggle for a big screen, but the core effort is just people enjoying a simple video game with a character we all know and love. That just the dads are interested, the mums are interested, the grandparents remember it, the kids are getting into it. It's a universal symbol. And we were happy to provide that for them, really. It's been really nice to see families bonding. So a kid walked away today with a Super Nintendo Mini, and he must have been 15.
Wow.
He wasn't born last millennium. Uh-huh. I remember getting a Super Nintendo when I was a kid, and just watched, like the kid walks off the stage with it, and the dad just takes that and he's like, my God, look what we won!
Well done, son.
He's like, look what I won. Like, no, look what we won, kid.
So what, this comes loaded with games, or are you going to plug cartridges in?
I think it comes preloaded with a bunch of games. You've just got to jack it into a TV. It's the old joypad. Slightly modernized resolution, but getting kids access to video games and letting them bond with their parents is one of the biggest feelings of joy I can ever give anyone.
Yeah.
Like, when you have that tangible link between a father and a son, a mother and a daughter, and just transcends generations. They all bond together, they all go home happy. That kid's going to walk home, he's going to plug it into the TV, and dad's going to be like, the kid's going to get a history lesson from his dad. And it's just a wonderful feeling to be able to provide that for them.
And you had other stalls here?
Yes, so the stalls we provided, stuff like Heroes, they provided us with 25 fully loaded goodie bags. And that wasn't just like they win a balloon and a thing, there were pop vinyls in there, there were 5 comic books. It was a heavy bag. They were great to come in. They were I've worked with them for many years in my past events and other lives. I love them to pieces. We had the Celebrity Signatures people. Now they came to us and offered to come in and sell, and we were absolutely happy to have them. The Idle Mind, the artist, gave us an amazing sort of Isle of Wight prize. It's a map of the Isle of Wight designed to look like a Super Mario map, which was really cool. Gave it to us. The cake.
Maybe we'll put a picture of that up.
I will great. Do. Yeah. The cake shop gave us a cake, and what we did was, and this moves into a slightly more business orientated side of it, is we never want people to feel like they're buying a ticket to a shopping centre. And I think that's a very easy mistake that a lot of conventions make. They want to see as much money come in from traders as they can, pack it out, and then from a people's point of view buying a ticket, they see a lot of shops, and it's a bit of an overload. It's like, what else am I doing here? So a goal for us is to ensure there is no crossover in traders. We don't want to do the easy thing, which would be like, hey, who wants to sell some stuff? And then have five people sell the same things in the same room. That's just not part of our ethos. So
you've been to lots of conventions like this too.
So I do this all over the world. I travel to conventions. So I'm doing a talk at VidCon later on this year in America and London. I travel around the world doing conventions. And you see the business side of it. And you see, I look at a venue now and I see the source code. I see the matrix code of it. I see where their money's coming in. I see everything, and I don't want that. I just don't want it. I could easily feel
it's got to wash its own face though, hasn't it? But you just don't want to overload.
Yes, it absolutely has to wash its own face, but it depends entirely on like your soul. I could fill this place up with traders who do the same things and just take their money and hope they do all right, but that's not what I'm about, because I walk past, I use these shops. These are shops I go into and I have to look at afterwards. And so my concern for those big ones is, where are they making their money? I could make money off them, but where are they making their bits? And this is a community effort, so there's no point me making money if they're not making money. So I'd rather have a couple of traders who do their unique thing. So if you want a cake, there is a cake shop. If you want some pop vinyls, there's a guy selling pop vinyls. If you want Burt Reynolds' signature, there's a shop that's selling it. There's no one down the hall doing the same thing for £10 cheaper. It's just not going to happen. That's not what we believe in, because you know these traders on the Isle of Wight, they face difficult times in times like this. This is January, and they've gone through Christmas, which was hopefully a nice shot in the arm, but January is a weird time on the Isle of Wight. So to give them a day like this to go make a little extra scratch and maybe make some people more aware of their brand that people didn't know before, they're able to walk in to those shops again in the future and be like, you are the guys from that thing. I want to buy something from you. So if we put on a good show, anyone affiliated with our show instantly gets a little bit of, they were at that thing. And that's what we really want to do. So when they see these short stalls at future events, you know, just hopefully we can lend some of our name and our credibility to them. And then in turn, they put their name on our post. It's that community feeling that we're all massively passionate about.
Have you got any dates for the next one?
I do, but I'm not saying any of them.
Next quarter, next half year?
Not saying.
This year?
our goal,
2019.
Our goal is for a year.
Okay.
And as we develop this brand and this idea, the scale will grow.
Okay.
We have a 5-year plan, and we are on course.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Well done. It looked like a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And looking forward to the next one.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Richard, for coming.